The largest city in western Massachusetts has hired a new chief public records keeper. The Springfield City Council selected Tashina Davis, an associate solicitor in the city's law department, to be the next city clerk. She'll be the first African-American woman to hold the job in the city's history.
I'm extremely elated to serve the city of Springfield in a new role as the city clerk. I'm thankful to the city council. I'm thankful to Mayor Sarno, and I'm thankful to everyone that came here to support me tonight. I'm just grateful that I'm the next city clerk.
Her appointment as clerk is effective on August 1st. Davis will succeed Anthony Wilson, who is leaving Springfield City Hall after 3 years as clerk, to become the city clerk in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
My top priority is going to be speaking with the staff in the city clerk's office to learn everyone's role, learn what everyone feels about the office, and to learn from them so they can help me help them.
Davis received the votes of 8 city councilors. 4 councilors voted for Nancy Ramos, a Springfield attorney who was the other finalist. Councilors who voted for Davis praised her knowledge of municipal laws and ordinances and her firsthand experience with open meeting and public records laws. Since June 2016, Davis has served as legal advisor to the City Council. Addressing the councilors at Monday night's special meeting, Davis stressed her work experience in City Hall.
I am the most qualified candidate for this position.
The city clerk is responsible for an office that keeps vital public records, including birth and death certificates, marriage licenses, local ordinances, business permits, and records municipal financial transactions. Located just inside the front entrance to City Hall on the first floor, the clerk's office is the one most visited by the public. There's a staff of 15 people. 75 people applied for the position. An ad hoc committee of 3 counselors screened the applicants, interviewed 5 of them in private, and then conducted a second round of interviews in public Monday night with 3 finalists. The committee recommended the full council choose between Davis and Ramos, eliminating Jonathan Elliott, a retired criminal defense attorney, from consideration. City Council President Justin Hurst said there were a number of qualified candidates and Attorney Davis rose to the top.
It's all about the process. We achieved everything that we wanted to achieve as a body. We knew all along it was our power to appoint. The process went according to plan, and the process worked itself out in this final vote.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.